Father, I thank you for those Deborahs that you're raising up, for those mighty, valiant men of God that you're raising up around the world who would take a strong stand in the end times for truth, for your will and way, for your kingdom be established here on earth. And I thank you that you've been preparing them and preparing them and preparing them and making mighty deposits into them, and that they will be triumphant around the world, and that they will speak forth your word, and that your eyes look to and forth over all the earth for those that would speak forth your word, that would agree with you, that would intercede. And we thank you, Lord, for a third great awakening that's coming. And I just thank you for the strong relationships that we have with some in Europe that are standing for your order, God, not a new world order, not the dissolution of countries as we know them, not more friction between Christians and Islam and other belief systems, but that we are looking for that third great awakening where we can pray for people's eyes to be open, and they will. We pray for plugs to come out of their ears, and they will. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty power, and that we can rise up in your name and in your power, not by our strength, not by our ability or knowledge, but by your power, says the Lord, that we will rise up and we will see people coming to Christ like flooding in, that we will see souls saved, that we will see people recognizing that Jesus Christ alone is God's way to heaven, but not only heaven, but an intimate relationship. And I thank you for the power that you're giving, even this one, to speak forth your word, to declare your truth, that she will see that there is life and death in the power of her tongue, and that she will not be alone, but others will join with her, even from her own family. And those that have turned their back on her will now realize in these end times that she was a trumpet for the Lord and is a trumpet for the Lord. And she will be faithful to sound the alarm. She won't back down, shut up, dilute it, or run away. But in spite of the opposition of the enemy, that she'll continue to shout what the Bible says. And the Bible says that there will be overcomers, there will be end times witnesses, that we will rise up, that we will speak forth the word of God, and the truth will come out of her mouth like a sword with mighty flames on it, and it will burn away the chaff, it will burn away the spirit of error and religion in the church, and that the trumpets of God will go forth, and they will speak the truth, and people will see that Jesus Christ is the spirit of truth, and that Jesus Christ is our only answer, and that Jesus Christ alone can give us the keys of heaven, and that he will overcome the gates of hell built there in Europe. He will overcome the seed of Satan, and that these things will at least be temporarily overturned, and that people will have a chance to receive Christ before the end of days. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you're working your mighty power, that you've been working in her and in her family to know how to fight the enemy, to know how to wage a good warfare, that even her children will rise up and not only call her blessed, but they will bless the name of the Lord in public, that her husband will rise up and he will be able to discern good from evil in new ways. And I thank you, Lord, that you have promised us that whatever we lay down for the kingdom's sake, for your sake, that we'll get it back 100-fold, and they will not starve, and they will not be all alone, and they will not be desolate in these end times. But you have promised to give us back 100-fold in this life and in the life to come. And I thank you that we will be war brides, not people that stay at home and pray for the real soldiers that go to war, but that all of us are called to be warriors, and that we will be mighty war brides, and we will have a real role as women in the Great Commission Army and in the end times army. And we won't shrink back. And the grit, the true grit that you've been working into us, we will look back and we will say, this is why God allowed me to go through so many things. And she will understand why she's been allowed to deal with so many things when you could have rescued her and freed her up years ago. And she will be that one that can give the revelation and the insight to others to illuminate the word for them, and they'll understand what the word of God is saying, and that you will open their ears and open their eyes so that they can hear it and they can see it. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you in advance for this third great awakening. We don't want to just be in the escape route, just to be raptured out and leave all the unsaved here to die. And we thank you for your compassion that compels us to learn how to wage a good warfare, to present the gospel in a way that others can hear it, and to keep on believing that they will receive it in the name of Jesus. We even thank you for the financial pressures that we're all feeling and the challenges that are coming about as our economy is in danger because people will turn to God. And we thank you for even salvations in the Wall Streets of the world because people know that we must turn to God. We must turn to God. And we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of it. We thank you for the connections and what I wanted to share, too, that I was just seeing this morning. It's not fully developed in my spiritual eyes yet, but I'm just seeing you traveling, maybe us traveling together, traveling from church to church, speaking it out, letting people know the relevance of the book of Revelation and what's happening around the world today and the new world order and the coming Antichrist, etc. And we'll just be traveling and calling people to repentance and calling them to read the Bible, see the relevance of it, and to come to Christ. And I just see those opportunities opening up, and it'll be like night and day different from where you are now, feeling shut down and not heard, but that people will hear and they will respond, and you'll see many souls won to Christ. And I just thank you, God. Thank you for the opportunity of having had an effect on your life, to be able to support you and pray for you. And I believe that God is about to do a mighty supernatural work in your life that will free you up. Circumstances financially, spiritually, physically, in every way to free you up to go from place to place and to proclaim his word and letting people know now is the time to repent. Now is the time. And I thank you for the victory, for the seeds that you'll be able to sow, for the strength and the joy that you will have in doing it, and the fulfillment of being able to spread the gospel in such a powerful way will make it worth it all. You'll say it was worth it all. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for her child that will also be a mighty prophet in these last days, and for her husband, who's, I can't say much about, but everything that the enemy has stolen from him will have to be given back many times over, and his strength in the Lord and his power and influence, his sphere of influence will grow mightily, and that you will be supernaturally supported as you do this, and you're just going to be free to fulfill every vision that God has given you. It will all be fulfilled, and you'll say, sure enough, it's all happening. In fact, some of it will be happening, and then you'll kind of come to and wake up and say, oh, this prophecy is already being fulfilled. I was so busy fulfilling it, I didn't actually think of it. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that your Holy Spirit does it through us, that we're just the vessels. We're the trumpets, we're the voices, but it's you doing it through us, and we thank you. We bless you, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you a million thanks for letting us be partners with you in these end times. Amen.
Amen.